preservation, craft, and the hardware that sparks joy. Some of Friday's most engaged HN conversations involved neither acquisitions nor benchmarks but work done out of love for craft and preservation. A post documenting 84 days spent decompiling a Nintendo 64 game, reverse engineering compiled machine code back into readable annotated C source, drew 250 points and 145 comments. N64 decompilation projects have historically enabled fan-made ports to platforms the originals never supported and preserved software that would otherwise become unplayable as original hardware fails. The HN thread attracted contributors from other N64 decompilation efforts sharing specific techniques for matching compiler outputs, recovering data structures from memory layouts, and inferring programmer intent from assembly patterns. OpenTIE and OpenXWA, modern ports of TIE Fighter and X-Wing Alliance, two of the most beloved PC space combat simulations of the 1990s, are in the same spirit, attempting to rebuild the games natively for modern operating systems while preserving original gameplay. The Afterglow project brings back after dark screensavers on modern Mac OS. The original code was written for 68,000 era Macs, and getting the iconic flying toasters to run on Apple Silicon requires genuine compatibility engineering. The 507 Mechanical Movements website, an animated interactive encyclopedia based on a 19th century catalog of gears, cams, linkages, and escapements, drew a remarkable 596 points, with engineers, hobbyists, and educators sharing plans to use it as a teaching resource. Microduck, a tiny open-source robot from Pollen Robotics small enough to hold in one hand, generated the warmest community response of the day at 686 points and 216 comments. Its enthusiasm seems rooted in its modesty. Priced for hobbyists and educators rather than research labs, designed explicitly to be hackable, and making no promises about changing the world. The M5 Stackpaper Mono, a compact e-ink development terminal, is attracting a similar maker community drawn to e-paper's ultra-low power consumption, which enables status displays and dashboards running for months on a single battery. Japan's Suica Transit Card Story, covering the engineering and organizational challenges of deploying contactless payment at scale in a complex urban transit system when the card launched in 2001, prompted a lively comparative thread on transit payment systems worldwide, with American systems drawing unfavorable comparisons to London's Oyster, Hong Kong's. A mathematics blog post on applying the divergence theorem to compute 3D mesh volume became a community favorite for the infectiousness of its author's enthusiasm. The technique converts a computationally expensive volumetric integral into a much cheaper surface integral, producing results that feel almost unfairly elegant. Octopus and Suica itself. Germany's sovereign tech agency investment of 500,000 euros in the Flatpak Linux application packaging system drew attention for what it represents beyond the dollar figure. A government explicitly treating open-source software as public infrastructure deserving public investment.